sure, God, I'm saying wow. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I feel like we need like a fun little, and now it's time to dive into Kat's DMs.
Yeah, this is fairly appropriate.
Oh,
my DMs.
Okay, so as a female, you probably know that you get DM'd from random guys from time to time. And as Kat said, DMs are a very private place.
A sacred place.
For a
woman.
Sacred place.
Yeah. I mean, if you take a look at my DMs versus Kat's, probably very, very different.
I don't even have any DMs.
Okay, so so you get a DM yesterday from a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a simple request.
Very simple request. Will you and one other girl step on snails for $5,000? I'll pay today if you do it today.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. He wants you to step on snails for $5,000?
Now, is this snail murder, or is this just stepping on snails and they live because they have shells?
That sounds murdery.
No. They're not going to survive.
So he wants the crushed shells. That's what he's looking to see.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So
this is snail-icide. Is that a thing?
Yes, it's snail-icide.
So what do you say?
So I say, yep, I got a friend. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay.
Kat's like, yep, going I got my buddy Mac who works at night.
Right now. So I was next to Mac. She goes, I mean, yeah, like we can split it right down the middle, $2,500 each. Like, I'm in. So we're both totally in on this.
Okay.
We're just poking the bear too. Like, sure. We just want to know, what is he about? Is he legit? What's going on? And as we start to message him, he goes, when is there a PetSmart near you? I ask him, a PetSmart? Like,
well,
PetSmart,
you have to buy him somewhere. She has to go there. He's not providing the snails.
Unless
she's
you
go
want
find
me to get a shovel and just start digging in the backyard
that
trying to find
longer.
Snails.
Yeah.
So I asked him, all right, why are you hating on the snails? How are you going to give me the money? Trying to, you know, just find more details.
Valid questions.
Yeah. So you, as Kelly, you've been taught to just ask questions.
Yes.
Just ask questions. You never know until you ask. He says, Venmo. He asks me, do you have Converse or Vans?
Okay, so
he's got to know the shoe.
Right. So
now there's a dress code.
I was going to say a specific. Which is wild, because I would think that if he's got some weird fetish like that, that it would be barefoot, right?
Or heels.
Or heels. Yeah, you're right.
Heels are very attractive.
Like stiletto heels or bare feet.
That's what I was
Men
thinking.
Wear Vans or Converse, but okay, it's not a sexy shoe, but it's fine. So then he says, okay, go get 10 snails from PetSmart.
10 snails is the requirement.
All right, so 10 snails and some Vans or Converse.
RIP snails.
Will do, I said.
Okay, so far, Kat has got a DM from a guy, a direct message on Twitter?
Instagram.
A direct message from a guy on Instagram requesting her and Mac to squish snails for $5,000.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Okay, so you're on your way to PetSmart at this point?
Well,
according to your text.
She's
telling him she is.
Okay, all right.
She's still investigating.
I'm just catching myself up here.
All
okay.
Right.
Well, then I told him, actually after work. And he starts to get a little irritated. I tell him the Venmo. I am actually totally pushing for this. A little fake, a little real. And he's asking so many questions, like, what time is it where you live? I ask him, why do you want to squish the snails?
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to know the motivation.
He says, what do you mean? I'm giving you $5,000. I'm like, yes, but what's your...
Yeah, he's like, I'm paying you. Don't ask questions.
Why are you thinking?
Okay.
Just do and take the money.
But I said, but what's the reason for you?
Yeah.
He goes, I like it. I'm like, but what's your favorite part?
It's totally a fetish.
He goes, weird.
Yeah, like, no, you have to have audio. Like, does he want the audio of the crunch?
No, he wants to see the video, right?
He goes, I don't like crushing snails. I like when girls crush snails.
Okay.
I said, I got it. Will you be needing a video? How many girls have been of your service before?
Oh, gosh.
Said, yeah, a video. A lot. Ha, ha, ha.
Mike just texted us and said, $5,000? Snail, yes. All right. Wow. There are so many people who are going to commit snail murder for $5,000.
It does feel kind of murdery.
All right.
All right.
Listen, so then I ask him, okay, so are you rich? Maybe you need a full-time snail squisher. Now I'm starting to consider picking up a side job.
He should probably hire somebody. You're right. He has got that kind of disposable income. He can throw at strange people on Instagram to squish snails for $5,000. Yeah, that's a lot.
But here's the problem. He says, like, I mean, I'm not, like, rich, but I have some money. Haha. So I asked him to just, I'm like, hey, can you just put down maybe half?
Float a down payment. Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, nope, no way. I've been robbed way too many times before. Well, this always happens.
See, but then you have to protect your own interests in the fact that what if you murder all these snails for nothing?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're just a snail murderer.
And then you have that snail blood on your hands and you don't even have $5,000 to go get yourself some nice shoes.
Well, listen, now he's not even... Okay, I already own the Converse. Then I ask him, fine, not half. Can I at least have 150? That's about 2%. He says, nope, that's about 5 hours of work for me. I'm a welder. And
He's a welder that wants to throw $5,000 at strange women to kill snails.
So where are we at this point in this journey?
Yes.
Are you waiting on a response from him?
Did you buy the snails?
Is he waiting on a response from you?
Listen.
Are we making this happen before the end of the show?
I was going to say, have we already done this and you're just not getting to
it? Well, we haven't done it yet because I wrote, you won't even send me money to buy the snails with angry emojis because I don't want to go out and buy the snails and then be out on my money.
Yeah, we really don't.
Buying snails and then not being reciprocated.
How much are snails?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, text message from a listener. I'm a vegetarian and I'd be out in my backyard digging up snails for $5,000.
Okay.
He's like, I feel like there is a group swelling here that's kind of in support of you need to do this.
There's another text that says from a listener, I could be your snail dealer. LOL. I have a whole full of snails in my backyard. Yo, hey, listen, I can get you dealing snails.
Two birds, one stone. You can have my snails.
Brian, the dump truck driver, is calling out another one of our listeners, Tony the Welder, and saying, OMG, Tony, is this you, my brother?
OMG.
Tony the Welder!
Tony!
Is Tony the Welder asking you to squish snails with Converse for $5,000 on Instagram?
Where are you, Tony? You need to check in right now. You need to check in.
Ashley texts in such drama over snails. I know. Listen, snail genocide is not anything to sit here and laugh at.
It's very serious.
It really is not.
It's very serious, but then, it's 5,000.
Listen. Bridget's rolling in with the science.
Uh-oh.
Who knew this was going to be a learning segment, but it is. Bridget, snail is really good for your skin. So double use.
Oh my God.
So wait,
how does Bridget even know?
After you squish the snails, you use the snail blood on your skin?
Oh my gosh.
This is so weird. Shannon
texted and said, my husband's a welder. That dude ain't got $5,000, LMAO. Oh my gosh. Wow.
This is so confusing.
Megan texts in, OMG, I'm so dead. I mean, I guess escargot is a delicacy. Yeah, I guess people eat.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I mean, look at it
so
like
this
that.
This is the final thing. I felt like I totally ruined it because I had friends like, I mean, Kat, like, let's explore this, but I think he's fake.
I know, you're almost asking too many questions. You're almost losing yourself $5,000 in this moment.
Yeah, so then I wrote, it is unprofessional to not give any down payment.
Unprofessional!
It is unprofessional to not give any down payment or even the money to get the snails, so I think this is going to have to close. Haha, there's nothing professional about this anyway.
Is that what he says?
Yes, he acknowledges that.
He acknowledges it. And he swears on his dying grandmother's life.
Wow. Oh, wow. We don't need to bring grandma into it.
At the end, I asked him, you know, I think he's all fake. He also said, how about you message this girl?
Oh.
He tags a girl. I start messaging her, but she only has one photo, and it says new account. I think this is all fake.
Oh.
A burner account.
This is like a snail murder catfish situation.
It is a weird snail murder
catfish. It is. And you know what? To be fair, I'm very glad that you haven't murdered any snails unnecessarily at this point.
Shannon texted in and said, I am absolutely shocked that Ben hasn't looked up snail mating videos at this point.
It has taken you a little bit.
No. This is not the time or place.
We're
talking about snail murder. We can't look up the mating of snails at this point.
But that could be the argument to go ahead and go through with it if we know how easily they can be reproduced.
Are you considering it for $5,000? I think a lot of our listeners are on board if you decide to commit snails.
She shut it down.
Here's
snail
the only thing I'm nervous about. The last thing, I did write to him last, like, okay, I didn't know if this is real. So
you
I
got
wrote,
stern.
Can I see a video of it? And he sent me a video of a girl.
Stop it.
In Converse, you see her little hair flip. You don't see the face. And the little snails, they're just so cute.
Oh,
and then you see them die. And the way he probably likes it to be done
Oh, God.
Is there's a tip of the toe, a twist and a turn.
Oh,
and
wow.
They tip and twist so
a pivot?
Slow. It's a pivot. Yes,
Bethany tweets in hashtag save the snails. We did hear from Tony the Welder.
No, it is not me. I do not condone the massacre of snails.
Okay, so
nail massacre.
Tony the Welder, you are in the welding profession.
As a community, we as welders do not condone smashing snails.
All right. So Tony the Welder is trying to clear the welding community's name.
Literally clear his name.
Yes.
I mean, he's been accused.
But $5,000 is $5,000.
Yes, it is. It is. So, are you saying that she should do it?
I mean, it's only 10 snails. There's a bunch of them out there.
All right. Thank you, Tony the Welder. There you go.
And R.I.P. snails.
All right.
Y'all have a great day. Happy Friday.
All right. You too. See you, man.
This is so crazy. Here's what I think. I think she buys the snails because it can play out one of two ways. So either she's going to like send a picture of the snails and then he's going to pony up the cash and she's going to be rich and we're going to go shopping. Or she's going to set free 10 snails and say, be free from
their
the
jail
pet store.
Cell
exactly.
At the pet store.
Run so wild, be free.
It could be a feel good.
All right,
either way,
go.
It's a feel good. Either more for cat or more for the snails.
Cats, direct message drama.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX.